In the collect of today's Mass, we make a very simple prayer to think those things that are right and to do them. And afterwards, St. James tells us, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Do the math, people will tell you today. And there was once a man who decided to do just that because he did math, that is to say, accounting for a living. It happened that this auditor happened to be at home to watch the children while his wife was away, and he decided to keep track of everything he realized that his wife must be doing every day. And as a good accountant would, he kept his sums, that is to say, opened the door for children 106 times, closed the door for children 106 times, tied their shoes, rescued creeping baby 21 times, told little George and his terrible twos, don't, 94 times, stopped quarrels and made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and distributed cookies, answered the phone, wiped noses, answered questions 145 times, stumped by questions 175 times, lost his temper 47 times, and ran after children approximately a total of 4.5 miles that day. By the end of the day, he was exhausted, and he certainly had to admit that while he was too busy to account for everything he did, there was the time he remembered later that he took the scissors away from the baby very quickly, and the time that he picked up the toys without even thinking about it. He had to account for the fact that by the end of the day, he didn't even have time or energy anymore to write it all down. He also failed to list some of the other duties of the average mom, the washing, I mean, and the shopping and the cooking, and the long hours of watching and of nursing and of getting up during the night and of feeding and changing the little ones. Indeed, if you want to have some idea of what mothers do, of what your mother did for you, watch a mother with little babies for a while at home or here at church or really anywhere. You see complete, unselfish, and taxing service, which does not end when the child grows into adolescence, because then it just changes over into taxi service. But mother is still there, and she never keeps count. Because motherhood is not a story of sums and of figures, of the day's accomplishments, of lists, countless lists. This is not why we love our mother. After all, what mother would keep track of the times? And where would she ever find the time to do that? Nor does how much is left over at the end of the day deter her or drag her down? A mother's always got another load of washing to put in and more errands to run and meals to plan on the run and running children to settle down and supervise when it's homework time. It is not how much is undone at the end of the day, nor even how much is done, which stays with her and with us. But how? With how much love? It is finally not the what, but the who. A mother. The math of motherhood is tallied anew each day and exacts its price, and it is soon forgotten. But the love is not. This is a bit of wisdom every mother passes on to us today, as Holy Mother Church phrases it in the collect, to think those things that are right, and then to do them. This is good counsel from our Blessed Mother, too, to a generation which misses its mother and has forgotten her example and is casting about anxiously looking for peace. But motherhood is not the story of any of those things that could somehow be counted up. No, no. The secret, we're on the third today, the third secret for peace of heart is something first which is thought, to think the things that are right. A busy mother with a little one or more than one doesn't have too much time to be thinking what she's busy doing. And she will not know depression's pull because some little one is pulling at her skirt. All of yesterday's imperfections are forgotten, nor do the anxieties for tomorrow's obligations get a place in her head or heart. It is never for want of love with little ones in her arms, after all, and underfoot. It is the love in her heart today which keeps her soul solidly moored and, despite it all, at peace. Here's a little gift for Mother's Day from Mother for frazzled children of all ages, a flower that will not fade. The thought is the mother of the deed. Some people are anxious and spend an awful lot of time worrying about the future, wondering endlessly, what if? And others are stuck in the past, and they're tortured by the if only, which properly speaking is hell come before its time. The simple suggestion, stay busy, think about others. In a word, you be a bit of a mother too, seems simplistic at those times. And the advice, take one day at a time, seems impossible for us to follow. They say the average person, so we're not talking about mothers then, but the average person may get up in the morning and have three items on his list to accomplish in the course of the day, and he may complete two of the three, one he does well and the other well, so-so. And the third, well, he thinks to himself as he goes to bed, there's always tomorrow. The perfectionist begins his day with a list of 20 tasks to complete. And if he completes, say, 19 out of the 20, he's dissatisfied with himself for the rest of the day. He feels he's fallen short, forgetting he's the one who set the bar so high and out of reach. And had he done all 20, well, then he'd think, he could have, he should have, certainly done more. And what's the matter with him? Anxiety is all he is left holding in his heart. And peace, sweet peace, seems a far-off dream. Must all of the if-onlys of the past drag us down to a kind of depression? And all of the what-ifs of tomorrow borrow anxiety at a very high rate from the bank. How to fight both and keep peace, peace of heart. If a task for a mother, and any mother will tell you, there are many tasks in the day, but this is a job truly for her. It is not a matter of how much, but of how. How much love. And our Blessed Mother, you might call her the mother of good thoughts as well as of good counsel. She keeps us, her children, from setting ourselves up to fall, or letting yesterday's disappointments and sins add up to today's sadness and anger and all the rest. How? How can she help? Talk to her. I remember once saying goodbye to my father after visiting my parents in Detroit. My father at this point was already tortured by Alzheimer's disease. He couldn't remember, but he wasn't willing to let on to others. And he was thinking of my mother. Remember what they say? Never forget it. The best gift a father can give his children is to love their mother. Well, my father said to me, "You know, the one thing your mother really wants is to hear from you children." There. That's not too much, is it? Talk to her this Mother's Day, while yet you may, and listen to her too. You, regardless of what your age, you'd be surprised. This may be all she's looking for. And you will find with her much wisdom and much good counsel. Now, if it works for mothers now, what of the Blessed Mother? Remember the insight of the little flower. We crown her Queen of the May today, but at the end of the day for us, she is more mother than queen. The one thing she wants is to hear from us, her children. And once we start talking, how could we help but pick up a bit on her peace, which comes with her wisdom and comes with her good counsel? So pick up your rosary. It's a short and an easy way. It's texting or tweeting or something like that. But it enables you to talk to her a little bit each day. And that is all a mother really wants any day of the year. You've heard the word, St. James reminds you, be ye doers of the word now, not hearers only. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.